So, this, these two other, okay, let's see here now. Are there any religious people in the audience? Any die-hard Christians in the audience? Are you really?
I am.
Sir, you might want to leave the building. Just letting you know, sir. You know, just in case. All right. So, you know, how many people here have started new jobs before? Nobody? I mean, you guys, nobody has a job. You fucking bums. What are you going to do? All right, fine. Good. So we've all started new jobs, right? How many here have gotten a parade for their new job? Nobody, right? Okay, just checking in. Here we go. Now, I love the new president, don't get me wrong, but this is about parades. Ooh, all right, they're going to start throwing shit at me. Okay. A new job is destined to be hell for at least the first 2 months. And one that also triggers all of us to run in your anus to pummel you till the separation of church and state is felt by those unholy pilgrims who first ripped off the scalp of some poor, unsuspecting native who came with corn in their hands and got some fucking smallpox, alcoholism, and conversion to some devil god, awful son of a bitch who thinks he is holier than earth and sky. I mean, really, give me a Navajo Cherokee transsexual poet president who decides not to have some big fucking parade to celebrate their first day of work. What if you, Mr. Gumball Repairman, had a parade every time you started a new machine and got those annoying plastic bubbles with the pink unicorn rings working? What would you spend on your parade?
What would I say?
Yes, sir. What would you spend on your parade, sir?
I would say...
Spend.
Thank you for being here.
Sir, thank you very much. Give him a round of applause, please. How about we'll say $5.75 for that parade? Okay, here we go. Now, or you, Miss Elementary School Lunch Lady who has green sequence hairnet was passed down from her mother. A fiesta for you with Sloppy Joe tacos and pizza with pasteurized processed cheese melting onto our trays with maybe an overweight child carrying you on their back? What will we spend on your parade?
You, ma'am, in the back.
$12.
$12. You're a big spender. I see. Zilch! We don't need any money. Sloppy Joe's, they're free. She's a lunch lady. You got a big cat, big kid. Put them on the back. No problem. Zero. Okay. You went overboard. Or the person. Oh, my God. This person saved my life. Or the person who made anti-crabs cream. You, hero of heroes, who has saved countless pubic hairs from infestation. What of your parade? I'd strap you to me like a baby in a bundle and chant your name like you were my grandma and you were whooping me with her wooden field hockey cane. Your parade, I would spare no expense. You, sir, are sleeping in the front. How much would you spend? Nothing, sir? You're smart. I'd spend $20, though, because I'm telling you, if you had crabs, sir, you would know. But fucking $45 million or more. Shit, your job is to keep the debt down, help fund costs, and cut costs. Why the fuck does your coming out party cost so fucking much? I got a new law. No more fucking pomp parade crappy crap with a Christian flag on top. Or let the church pay for it. Get a big fucking collection plate and pass it around. Congress, the people's church. How about putting the money to get my students a new fucking school without asbestos leaks and with computers in every class? How about using to pay for all the gays to get married and have benefits and to kick the shit out of Rec Warren? All right, now I'm preaching. But really, it's a new fucking job. He needs to get hazed, trained, milked, and pushed around before anybody even says good fucking job. A parade? Really a parade? Shit, now I'm not knocking the guy. He's an amazing African-American. Or, of course, he's mixed blood heritage. Fuck all the presidents, I say. Fuck them all. Fuck them. For now on, no fucking parade till they balance the budget and the wars, feed all the homeless, health care for all, and help the poor starving fuckers in Africa. Then, voila, parade.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so I guess...